Welcome to Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the California Angels. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid O'Brien. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Knupp. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the California Angels. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Sandy Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Jarvis Tatum. Batting third. The shortstop, Jim Fregosi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Alex Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Billy Cowan. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chico Ruiz. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Jim Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clyde Wright. Pitching for the California Angels, Clyde Wright. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ruiz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Aparicio trying to get to third. Johnson throws the ball into Ruiz, who tags Aparicio for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jarvis Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar moves to second. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to third. Tatum moves to second. One out. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is walked intentionally. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knupp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Angels nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Meldon. Ruiz reaches second base with a double. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Spencer for the out. Ruiz moves to third. One out. Clyde Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ruiz scores. It's 1-0, Angels. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wright moves to second. Jarvis Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tatum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wright moves to third. Alomar moves to second. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Fregosi hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Noop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Spencer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. One out. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ruiz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Angels 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowan hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Melton chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Noop. Noop fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Noop. Johnson scores. Cowan moves all the way to home. It's 3-0, Angels. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-1 in the game. Askew strikes out. One out. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Ruiz hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ruiz for the out. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. John drops the ball. Clyde Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Spencer moves to second. Clyde Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spencer scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Angels. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Brien strikes out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-1 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson hits a pop-up beyond second. Alomar can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Angels 4, and the White Sox 0. The Angels will come to bat. Jarvis Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tatum strikes out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-2 in the game. Fregosi hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Knupp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knupp is 0-for-1 in the game. Knupp takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0-for-1 in the game. John hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Angels 4, and the White Sox 0. The Angels will come to bat. Billy Cowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Cowan strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew takes first base on ball 4. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Ruiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to second. Two outs. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knupp misplays the ball. That's an error on Knupp. Askew moves to third. Clyde Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Melton. Wright reaches second base with a double. Askew scores. Spencer goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-0, Angels. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wright moves to third. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alomar hits a line drive towards third. O'Brien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ruiz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Angels 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Angels will come to bat. Danny Murphy now pitching. Jarvis Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tatum hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-3 in the game. Fregosi hits a line drive towards third. O'Brien reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roger Repo's now playing right field. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Angels. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knoop hits a fly ball into center field. Tatum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aussie Blanco pinch hits for Danny Murphy. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry moves to second. Aussie Blanco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ruiz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Angels 6, and the White Sox 1. The Angels will come to bat. Don Sechrist now pitching. Roger Repo's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Repo's takes first base on ball 4. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Askew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Repo's moves to second. Chico Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruiz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ruiz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Repos scores. Askew moves to second. It's 7-1, Angels. Jim Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-3 in the game. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got four RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fregosi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to second. One out. Sid O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. O'Brien hits a pop-up towards first. Spencer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-3, Angels. Ken Tatum now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tatum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 3. The Angels will come to bat. Rich Morales now playing shortstop. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morales scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jarvis Tatum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tatum is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tatum hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Fregosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fregosi is 0-for-4 in the game. Fregosi hits a fly ball into right field. Melton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Angels 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Matias pinch hits for Bobby Knoop. John Matias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matias hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Repos settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for Don Sechrist. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, California Angels, 7. And Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Anaheim Stadium in Anaheim.